y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, tomorrow at noon, we're at the Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore in Tarzana, 19119 Ventura Boulevard, selling the best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, signing autographs, taking pictures, meeting and greeting. The CD's only $20. I'll sign it for you, and all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. We've made $61,000 so far. The news tonight that we're paying a little bit of attention to is the worrisome David Letterman. I'm a fan of his. Underwent emergency quintuple bypass surgery. All five arteries were found to be blocked. And what is it that an artery does? It pumps blood from the heart, and the veins pump blood to the heart. So these are the arteries, the five arteries that are pumping the blood to all parts of your body from the heart. They were blocked, and the doctors decided they needed to go in. And the good news is that he is resting, and they say that it'll probably be a 6 to 8 week recuperation period. His physician, the doctor who performed the procedure, said that David Letterman has the heart muscle of a 20-year-old. So there's some good news there. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And certainly through the years, Ted, you've seen an awful lot of the great ones come through the doors of your restaurant. We're talking about David Letterman and so much of what he has contributed. We're looking forward to seeing him contribute more.
Yeah, and I agree with that, Phil. I also want to say that Jay Leno has been a tremendous asset as well to the entertainment business and to the television business as well. I think that Jay has contributed some groundbreaking comedy to the comedy scene and to the entertainment scene. And I think, Jay, I know his thoughts are with David this evening. I hope that David Letterman does well. I hope that David Letterman recovers 100%. I would not want to see Jay win, you know, the late night battle in a de facto way. I want to see them go head to head for a number of years.
I think when you talk about Jay Leno and the bits that he does on his show, David Letterman has had so many groundbreaking things too, right? I mean, his top 10 list.
Yeah, I wanted to interrupt you for just a minute there, because this is sort of what we were talking about, Phil, before we went to the news break. Your loyalty to David Letterman, I think, is admirable. I wanted you, and I was hoping that you would see how important it is for you to know which side of the bread the butter's on. You've heard that phrase, right?
Yes, I've heard that phrase.
All right. Jay Leno's on top. He's number one.
I'm aware of that. I'm also aware that David Letterman is making...
Yeah, whoa. Let me... But
David Letterman is making some inroads now.
Whoa. Jay Leno's on top, number one. And I think we need to recognize who really represents, when you talk about Hollywood, when you talk about L.A., when you talk about the entertainment business, who is it? It's Jay Leno. And I need for you to be mindful of...
Why can't I have loyalty to David Letterman?
Whoa! Hold on for a minute, Phil. When you say that... See, what's happening is there's a possibility, because you're broadcasting out of Los Angeles, Mr. Leno's listening.
Okay, Mr. Leno's listening. I think he's a very great talent. I don't know what you want me to say.
What I want you to do is be mindful of the fact that you have a career that you could very seriously blow it for yourself by haranguing this Letterman thing. I don't know what it is that you're trying to do.
What do you mean harangue the Letterman thing? I'm mentioning that he is sick.
Yeah, you mentioned that he's sick and then move on. Talk about Jay Leno. Boy, I'll tell you something, Phil. I'm trying to help you out.
Okay, Jay Leno does great things. David Letterman does funny things. David Letterman has the top 10 list. David Letterman did his stupid pet tricks. David Letterman is he's the first serious, let's put it this way, the first serious competition for that late-night slot in NBC. I don't know whether it's a really serious competition or not, but it seems like it's the first serious competition that late-night slot at NBC has had for many, 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 many years. And he filled a certain comedy void there at night. And that's why I admire the guy, and I'm just wishing him well after very serious heart surgery.
Right, and I couldn't agree with you more. I'm trying to point out that Jay Leno wishes David... to be well as well. And
how did we get to be talking about Jay Leno? I thought we were talking about a man who has had this serious surgery.
We're talking about entertainment, and we're talking about loyalty. And we're
okay, well, let me open the phone lines up here. Loyalty?
Where is your... Where do you live? Do you live in New York?
No, I live in L.A.
All right, then what are you talking about Letterman for?
Because I think the guy's funny, because he just had, quintuple bypass surgery.
You live in L.A. Everybody knows who everybody knows who the bad boy in the block is. Jay Leno. What are you trying to do? So you give your loyalty to Jay Leno. You can comment on David Letterman. You can say you hope he gets better. You can say that you hope he is healthy. But you don't blow it.
And by saying that I hope David Letterman gets better, I'm blowing it?
No. By saying that David Letterman was somehow doing groundbreaking comedy, when you know very well Jay Leno broke the mold. Mr. Brain, okay?
What is Mr. Brain?
Mr. Brain is a Jay Leno bit that he does on The Tonight Show. What is Mr. Brain? The disembodied head bit. Groundbreaking. The political monologue, the analysis that is political. Groundbreaking headlines. The people send in the headlines, and then you do the all of this stuff. This is stuff that Jay Leno has invented. Okay?
And I don't know who Mr. Brain is, and what is the disembodied head?
Well, let me tell you something, my man. You had better start watching some television so you know whose asses you're going to have to start kissing. Because the fact is...
Well, you know something, if you don't mind me interrupting, Ted, I hope I don't have to do much of that in order for me to feed my family, put a roof over my head, and have a freaking show here on the radio. What do you mean I better start listening so I know which asses to kiss?
I'm talking about who the bad boy on the block is.
Jay Leno, I take it.
You got it.
All right. But we wish David well.
Yeah. I wish David Letterman well, but Jay Leno is the bad boy on the block when you live in L.A.
1-800-449-8686. Phil, okay, let's take some phone calls from some people when we get back, okay? I just hope that David is, I say David Letterman, Mr. Letterman is fine. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse is on the line with us, and we're talking about David Letterman, who has had quintuple bypass surgery today. If you haven't heard the news, it was a little shocking to me. I thought that he was going in for just a little, you know, angioplasty or something, and apparently he had major heart surgery, and apparently went smoothly. He is recovering. His doctor says he has the heart muscle of a 20-year-old, so that's the good news. With me is Ted Bell, and while we talk about...
You know, you're doing, Phil, forgive me, you're doing an awful lot of talking about David Letterman, and I want to be the first one to say that I so admire his work, but I don't think you get it. You know, it's Letterman this and Letterman that, and I want to mention Jay Leno. Could very well have had bypass surgery today. Jay Leno could very well have been diagnosed with cancer today. And I think we need to keep that in mind.
And what am I supposed to keep that in mind for? I mean...
Well, in fact, you're talking about Letterman had bypass surgery. I understand that. I'm glad he's okay. Thank God he's okay. But if I'm going to offer up a prayer tonight, I also want to offer up this prayer. And the prayer is this, Phil, and you think I'm being silly. Dear God, I hope Jay Leno isn't listening to Phil's show.
Oh, come on. Don't...
No, I'm dead serious, Phil. I hope Jay Leno is not listening to Phil's show and listening to you suck Letterman's ass, forgive my language. And
okay, that is absolutely absurd. I'm simply saying I hope the guy is okay.
Do you hope that Jay Leno's okay?
Yes, I hope he's okay. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
What's that mean?
Hello, Los Angeles.
Hello?
Yes.
I was calling to let you know that David Letterman is great. I'm glad that
we're getting
here.
I think he's a tremendous talent.
He's a tremendous talent. I'm just simply saying, what about Jay Leno?
What about Jay Leno? Jay Leno didn't go into the hospital and have surgery. That's the only reason we're discussing David Letterman at the moment, I thought.
Yeah, we're discussing David Letterman, but what I'm asking Phil Henry to do, because he broadcasts for Los Angeles, is to remember who rules the roost in L.A. and not to blow it. And I don't know whether the gentleman, are you in the entertainment business, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're going to, you know, I mean, protect, you know, the old cover your ass thing, right?
No.
You're going to get on the air and start talking about Letterman. Leno's the bad boy on the block.
I don't feel that at
all. It's a small town.
Jay Leno is recent to the talk show industry. David Letterman's been around for many, many, many years.
Well, that's fine.
Okay?
I understand
that makes him the bad boy on the block, East and West Coast.
In L.A.?
East and West Coast.
Who's number one?
Pardon?
Who's number one?
Who's number one?
Whoa.
Who's in the hospital?
Got you that one, didn't I?
That's why we're talking about who is in the hospital. Who is the guy?
No, who got the Tonight Show to number one?
Can we talk about David Letterman being in the hospital, or does it all have to be about Leno?
Bill, I've said, God bless David Letterman. I hope he recovers swiftly. I don't want Jay Leno to win because David Letterman died. I want Jay Leno to win because it was an honest fight.
He won't. Okay?
Well, he's number one now, sir.
He won't win.
Thank you, sir, for your phone call. Here is Simi Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling in. I'm very surprised that is it Ted Bell who's
Leno got the show that Letterman wanted. Let's remember that too.
Let me hear what the lady has to say. Go ahead.
I think everyone's entitled to their opinion, just because you never said that Leno was anything but a good talent, and as well as David and
right.
And I really think if Jay Leno were listening to the station right now, he'd probably call in and be a little bit embarrassed by what this guy's saying. I mean, I think he respects David, and I'm sure they're probably friends. And
they are friends, and he's said many times that they're friends. And he's a gracious man, Jay Leno. And
right.
I simply am saying that David Letterman is a tremendous talent. I am sorry that he has been knocked for a loop here. We hope that he's back on TV soon.
And you do all of that in Los Angeles, California, where Jay Leno's the bad boy on the block.
But Jay would say the same thing. I think you're missing the point, is that this man is a great talent, and he's in the hospital. Why can't somebody say that without you assuming that they're saying something against Jay Leno?
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, David Letterman's in the hospital, you're right. If Jay Leno were in the hospital, what would you be saying?
Then I'm sure his show would be pushing him out too and talking about it. But someone is not going to call up and say David Letterman is better. I mean, that's not what it's about, is
it? Like, can I just do a little role-playing with both you, Phil, and your listener?
Yeah.
Let me ask the lady, and let me ask you, Phil. What if Jay Leno had leukemia?
What if?
I mean
Yeah,
there'd be a great outpouring of support for him,
too. I feel very bad for him. I would feel very, very bad for him.
Would you be talking about how good his show is?
I think he's a talented guy.
Would you be saying how good his show is, yes or no? Yeah, I gotcha. You think Letterman's show's better, don't you?
But what's the problem with that, though? That's what I don't understand. What's the problem if he has an opinion that his show is better, whether he said so or not?
The problem is this, man. If Phil Henry says what he's just basically said, that David Letterman's better than Jay Leno, and Phil Henry works in the entertainment business in L.A., he just blew it. He just blew it. He's blowing it. Jay Leno's a big man. Phil Henry wants to climb up that entertainment ladder just as bad as anybody else. What are you going to do, Phil, when you walk into an office? And
the lady just hung up, by the way.
What, did I bore her?
Yeah, and you're boring me. What is it that you want to say, okay?
I'm simply saying that when you go to pitch a show idea to Jay Leno's company, and he remembers you saying that he sucked.
I didn't say that he sucked. I simply said that Letterman's
better.
Yeah, all right, I said it. Letterman's better, okay? Is it such a terrible thing to say for a man who's laying in a hospital bed right now? Nipomo. Is this Nipomo? How do you pronounce that town, sir? I'm sorry.
Nipomo.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
In reference to the other guy that's on the other line there, Bell, I guess his name is.
Yeah, my name is Ted Bell, sir, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just want to tell you, Mr. Bell, that if anybody is kissing ass, you're kissing Leno's ass so hard it must be chafed by now. I can't believe what I'm hearing from you.
Henry's
what does
here.
It matter if the gentleman wants to say that Mr.
Letterman.
Dave Letterman gets better or not? What the heck does it matter?
Well, see, I wish David Letterman a speedy recovery as well.
You keep repeating yourself.
As we all do.
You are an anus, Mr.
But I'm an anus.
Well, I'd like to use four-letter words once in a while.
Well, sir, I'll tell you this much. Mr. Henry can wish Mr. Letterman a speedy recovery.
Well,
but
certainly he can.
But he better not do it too much.
For God's sake, mister, you're coming from...
He's doing it too much.
Oh, you're talking about Leno too much.
No, no, wait. I'm simply giving Jay Leno, one of the great creative minds...
Sure, he's a great man.
He's a tremendous creative mind.
But so what? I'll bet Mr. Leno thinks you're an asshole, too.
I don't think so. I think Jay Leno understands that it's me.
Oh, hell no.
I think he understands that I'm... Jay Leno doesn't think I'm an asshole, okay?
No, the hell he doesn't.
Well, how do you know?
Half the world listening right now think that's what you are.
Have you seen The Tonight Show with Mr. Leno?
I've watched Mr. Leno and I've watched Letterman, and they're both different approaches.
I'm sorry, wait. What did you say?
I've watched both of them.
They have
different approaches to humor.
Are you telling me that you've watched both of them?
Of course.
In other words,
I live in California?
In other words, you don't have loyalty to The Tonight Show, is that it?
Oh, for God's sake.
What are you telling
Mister,
me?
You are.
Wait a second, pal. Are you saying because this man lives in California, he can only watch The Tonight Show?
What am I talking to myself here? Yes. Both of you guys should understand Jay's the bad boy on the block.
What do you get with this bad boy on the block crap?
I'm talking about Jay Leno being the number one late night host in Mr. Brain? Have you seen Mr. Brain? Have you seen The Disembodied Head?
Will you get off The Disembodied Head and Mr. Brain? Jay has a good show.
Yeah, but not a great show, right? Right, Phil? Is that right?
I like Letterman's show better, yes.
Who are you blowing it?
You know, if I had the opportunity, I'd pull the plug on that guy's bell
The gentleman in Napomo.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in the entertainment business?
No, I'm a retired engineer.
Then you don't get how Mr. Henry's blowing it right now. He's blowing it big time.
Yeah,
just laughing, huh?
I don't know. I've never heard such idiocy in all my life.
You know, in Hollywood, it's who you know, okay? And if Mr. Henry's going to sit here and kiss David Letterman's hind end... He's blowing it.
Yeah? Well, why don't you unhook yourself from Jay Leno's back end and sign off the phone? You're doing this country a disservice by holding a... You're wasting the people's time with your idiocy. And I'm going to hang up because I'm getting so sick and tired of you.
You just called Jay Leno an idiot, too.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You're an asshole, sir.
Yeah, okay, he just called Jay Leno an asshole.
All right, he hung up, and thanks a whole lot for that, Ted. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Back with Ted Bell. I'm blowing it.
Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. Join us tomorrow. Those of you in the L.A. area at the Sit and Sleep Mattress Superstore in Tarzana will be there at noon for our third CD signing. Jay Leno is on NBC. David Letterman is on CBS. That's who we're talking about. David Letterman, who had quintuple bypass surgery after a test found one of his arteries seriously blocked. Now, David Letterman is doing fine. He's resting comfortably. The doctor said he has the heart muscle of a 20-year-old. But he does have a history of heart disease in his family. His father died in his 50s from heart disease. He also, David Letterman, has a history of high cholesterol. So one thing leads to another, and when you are responsible with your health and you get regular checkups, he found out that he did indeed have a seriously blocked artery, and he's had quintuple bypass surgery. Ted Bell is on the line. He's the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steak, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, as well as the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. And we're having a problem here, Ted.
No, Phil, we're not having a problem. I want to apologize.
All right, now let me finish. We're having a problem because I am here wishing David Letterman well, and you don't want me to do that unless I also mention Jay Leno.
No, you're not just wishing him well. You also made the statement that you think his show is better than Jay's. And all I'm saying, and if you'll just allow me this moment, all I'm saying is I think when you speak against Jay Leno, and you're in the entertainment business, as you are, Phil, I think you're blowing it, because Jay Leno rules the roost. He's the bad boy on the block. And
what are you saying? Is he going to have me blacklisted?
I'm saying one hand washes the other. Okay? One hand washes the other, Phil, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Jay Leno, bad boy on the block, one hand washes the other. You figure it out.
Jay Leno, bad boy in the block, one hand washes the other. Okay, I got it figured out. I think you're freaking out of your mind. How about that? Here is St. Petersburg on the Phil Henry Show.
It's very, very, very funny.
No, I think you're nuts. St. Petersburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
I think that this Ted guy is a little bit silly. You haven't said anything.
I'm loyal to Jay Leno.
Okay, so he likes Letterman. Does that make him wrong and make you right?
Phil Hendry works in and practices his art in Los Angeles.
Okay, so
you live in
he's
L.A.
a man. He stands on his own merit. Maybe he doesn't need anybody.
You live in
obviously,
L.A.
Obviously, unlike you.
You live in L.A. You have to align yourself with the powers that be.
I wouldn't live in L.A., honey.
Well, honey, I'm not asking you to, but if you did, you'd have to align yourself with the powers that be. The name's Leno. Can you spell it?
You know.
L-E-N-O.
You're a
Leno.
Businessman?
Yes, ma'am. Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Maybe someday you'll get lucky enough and I'll be able to see you.
No, I wouldn't even think of it. There's a lot better other places to go there.
You don't go wishing the competition well. That's all I'm saying.
You don't go wishing the competition well, even after the guy's had multiple bypass surgery.
I can't believe you just said that. You are a sore loser.
Why?
Well,
David Letterman is the serious competition of Jay Leno.
You're in the restaurant business. Okay, so...
That's right. It's cutthroat, baby.
Spago's is... I mean, everybody's
cutthroat,
heard of Spago's.
Baby.
Nobody's ever heard of your restaurant.
Spago's over. Spago's has been so over for so long. Oh, Spago's. Yeah. Let me go over to Tower Records, and I'll pop into Spago's for one of their bad pizzas. Come on, baby. Get with it.
Oh, my God.
Stick your nose in the air. Stick your nose in the air. I sound like a what?
You sound like some kind of... How old are you?
I'm 35 years of age. I've got two multi-million dollar businesses.
Oh, okay.
I can buy and sell Wolfgang. I can buy and sell Wolfgang Pucker. You know what I'm talking about.
Wolfgang Pucker, huh?
Yeah, you got it. So what I'm
you know,
saying,
you are just,
and,
you're
you know,
really embarrassing
Letterman
yourself.
Had the Quintel. Is Letterman dead, Phil?
No.
Then what are you fawning all over him for? If he
you
was
know,
dead,
I
I'd understand
that
it.
You're just doing this because you've
if
got nothing
dead,
better to do.
If he
I
was
mean,
dead.
You're running a multi-million dollar business, a restaurant business, and you've got this, I mean.
Hey, let me clue you in on something. If Letterman was that good, he would have gotten the Tonight Show. Thank you.
Wait a second.
No, he would have got the Tonight Show. Thank you.
What? I mean,
thank
do you not have a life?
Oh, have I got a wife?
A life.
Have I got a life? Baby, I got $25 million worth of life.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Right. I'd have to see that before I believe it.
NBC can smell talent, and he ain't it.
You're talking about a man laying in ICU tonight who had very serious...
David Letterman, I hope he gets better. NBC smells talent, and they couldn't even get a whiff of it off of Letterman. And so,
you know something? Now you're pissing me off. So now I'm going to tell you this. Not only is David Letterman better than Jay Leno, he's funnier than Jay Leno. His show kicks ass. Leno's show is a derivative piece of crap. Now what do you think?
You just blew it. Kiss off your career in L.A.
Okay, all right, I'll kiss it off. I guess I'm dead, huh?
No, no, you just blew it. No. He blew it. He blew
you
it.
Blew what? He's
he
a man who can
gone.
Stand
you're
on his own merit.
You're gone. You're out of L.A. You might as well get in your car and go home now.
No, I got another hour and a half before I go off the air, okay?
No, you know, if I were you, I'd get in the car and just go. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You'll be lucky, Phil, if Leno doesn't come over there and kick your ass around the block for drill.
All right, thank
Phil,
you very
can
much,
I ask
man.
You something?
I got to run. Thank you. I'll be lucky, huh?
You blew it.
I blew it.
You blew it.
Maybe I just said it to piss you off.
No, no, you blew it.
Simi Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, this is
yes.
Amy. I was on the phone earlier.
What do you mean you were on the phone earlier?
I'm sorry, I was on the car phone. I got cut off earlier. But I just wanted to continue with the point that everyone has their own opinion, and I don't understand why he keeps bringing it back that it's against Leno, when it obviously is.
Wait a minute, you hung up on me.
I didn't. I got
obviously,
cut off.
I was, you know, making a good point.
I actually think this is completely made up. It's just unbelievable to me that you're.
No, what I'm saying
continuing.
Is, you got a guy laying in a hospital bed tonight, getting everybody's sympathy, and I'm saying, let's get a little sympathy going for Jay Leno.
For what?
A great man, a funny man. He's got
you
a great
want,
show.
Jay Leno's got nothing to do with Letterman being a. Why do you got to turn this into a Jay Leno festival, man? David Letterman's the guy in the hospital. All I did was wish him well. And you're coming on the air and saying,
"Yeah, how about a little? How about some love for Jay? Wait, ain't no love for Jay?
You just said a second ago you wanted sympathy for him. What's up with that?
All right, 1-800. Why did we go back to that call? She sucked the first time. I mean, she was fine the first time out. Why did we go back to that? And in the meantime, a really good call hung up. 1-800-449-8686. Let me tell you something. I believe that Jay Leno is a tremendous talent. I will always believe that. I think that David Letterman's a great talent, and I will always believe that. And I just want the guy to get better, okay?
I want David to get better, too, Phil. I really do, and I hope that he does. I'm just saying to you, and I'm saying to all your listeners, don't screw up. Let me tell you how it works, okay? In entertainment, you don't screw up by heaping a whole lot of love on the wrong guy. And I think you're just heaping a whole lot of love on the wrong guy, that's all. David Letterman, great man, but you know what? Jay Leno's number one, isn't he?
Jay Leno's number one, but I still want David Letterman to get better and feel better. And you know what? After a while, I don't even give a crap, okay? It's his health, man. I'm just trying to be polite publicly to a man who is beloved of many and who is sick, okay?
Don't blow it.
According to your standards, I've already blown it. Thank you. If he calls back, I don't want to put him on the air. So anyway, that's the whole thing. See, some people, they can't, for whatever reason, they simply cannot just let someone say something without turning it into a political issue. You know, I wish the guy well. Oh, well, Jesus, Henry, you're blowing it. What? How am I blowing it exactly? I don't want to do television. I could care less. I have a radio show. I think people who do TV, they're tremendous people, and I think it's a very challenging and difficult job. I'd rather do this, okay? So I got no interest in doing any TV project. So I'm not blowing it. I'm sitting here commenting. This came as a big shock to me. As a matter of fact, I wonder how my cholesterol is. You worried about yours, Bill? I'm all of a sudden worried. I think I'm putting on a little, you know, I'm going to have a precautionary angioplasty. I'm just going to go in and have them rip my chest open to make sure. I'm worried. 47 years old. How old's Letterman? 52? Here's a guy that, do you know that this guy ran 9 miles a day? 9 miles a day he ran. He jogged. He jogged 9 miles a day. He was eating that oat bran. I don't think he smoked. And yet he's got clogged arteries. Now you tell me how that happens. Maybe that Atkins diet thing is something I ought to revisit. You remember how I was talking about the Atkins diet and then I said I was off of it because I couldn't stand eating all of that pork. And anyway, I was up like 10 pounds after a week. Maybe I ought to revisit the idea of that whole Atkins diet because, hey, it ain't no carbohydrates. That seems to be the killer. Not fat, carbohydrates. Because this dude was living on oat bran and his cholesterol's through the roof. How's that happen? And he's jogging 9 miles a day. I said to that doctor before we went on the air, I don't smoke anymore. I gave up the cigarettes in the middle of November, but I sure as hell have myself a drink every now and again. And I eat pasta, and I'm a fat slob. And I haven't been sick all year, man. I haven't had that flu bug. I haven't had anything. No sore throats, no nothing. People have been dropping like flies all around me, and I'm fine. I'm healthy. I'm as strapping as an ox and almost as smart. And I think, I don't know, but I think it's because, I don't know why it is. Maybe I say my prayers at night. Who knows? But by God, I'll tell you something. When a guy who's running 9 miles a day has something wrong with him like that, you throw everything out the window. It's like that Jim Fix. Remember when he croaked? The guy was a distance runner. I don't know. He's running like 20 miles a day. This guy keels over from a heart attack. It's enough to make me not only want to start smoking again, but eating fried Spam every day, 3 meals a day, starting tomorrow. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Phil Hendry here at 1-800-449-8686. Next hour, join me. I'm going to be ordering flowers from my wife, and I think you'll have some fun with this. We're going to kind of just call a florist that we know and order some flowers for the beautiful Maria. I thought for a moment I read this right, and I think I'm wrong. Ed Harris, you know the actor Ed Harris? I thought they were remaking the film Father Knows Best with Ed Harris playing the Robert Young part, playing the father, and that's not the case. Although there's a spate of these movies, they continue to be produced, they continue to be written, and they continue to be distributed, these made for, you know, the remakes of these popular television shows. Now we've had The Sublime, which was the Brady Bunch film. I thought that was a funny movie. Yeah, it was a good movie, wasn't it? We've had The Ridiculous, which was probably lost in space. Beverly Hillbillies, I'm sorry, I don't think that made it. I just don't think Beverly Hillbillies had the quantity of laughs that I would expect. Lost in Space could have been wonderful. It sucked for so many different reasons. But I was thinking if you could do something a little bit different. Most of these remakes are true to the form. And I don't know why I can't see a Leave It to Beaver film with Harvey Keitel in the Hugh Beaumont role. You know, do I treat you like a hard-on beaver? Do I not treat you like a man over here? You know, but what about, you know, in other words, why not Ed Harris in Father Knows Best? Ed Harris in Father Knows Best as the dad. Forget about cast. I don't know how you'd cast the other ones. Okay. Now let's take the Brady Bunch, for instance. Okay. Wonderfully funny and great satire. I just loved that movie. I thought it was really funny. But if you were going to render that film in a more serious vein, it was a comedy. But if you were to render that film in a more serious vein, you know, Clarence, who's the guy that was in Mod Squad? Clarence Thomas? Clarence Thomas is the Supreme Court Justice, isn't he? Well, who's the guy that, wasn't Clarence Thomas also in Mod Squad? The guy's name is Clarence, I know that. How about him? How about a black version of the Brady Bunch? Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea with that Clarence cat with the space between his teeth as the dad. Just, lead, you know, I'm leading off with that. Michael Jackson as the dad. Something a little bit bent, and I suppose this is going to get me on the Black Journalism Review as a real asshole for even suggesting it. By the way, just as an aside, I've written those guys explaining my show. I haven't received anything back. I think that Black Journalism Review is some jive site that doesn't really exist. Either that or I've got a stinking hunch that it's run by Nation of Islam. What do you think? I think it's run by Nation of Islam. You want to know why? Because they got no sense of humor. They got no sense of humor. And about the most humorless cats going, well, there's a number of them, but right up there near the top of the list, Nation of Islam. These guys couldn't laugh, man, if you put a feather up their rear end. And I think that that's what's going on with that. So anyway, but I just, if, you know, Ed Harris and Father Knows, I don't know. The Donna Reed Show. Well, who is the, how about the Uma Thurman Show? Something, in other words, where we can begin to read. The Beverly Hillbillies starring who? Not the guy that they had, Varney, and not, of course, Buddy Ebsen. But what about Tommy Lee Jones? God, that's a good idea. God, is that a good idea? The Beverly Hillbillies starring Tommy Lee Jones. You know, very psychopathic. And you know who I see Tommy Lee Jones? Not as Uncle Jed. I see him as the big, tall kid, whatever the hell his name was. Jethro. That's freaking, that's who you want, man. Tommy Lee Jones as Jethro. That's killer. That's killer casting. Ain't nobody going to do it because it's too funny and it's too good of an idea. Farrah Fawcett as the Donna Douglas character. What the hell was her name? Daisy May or something like that? Dimbulb? I forget what her name was. Ellie May. That was it. Ellie May. Farrah Fawcett as Ellie May. Tommy Lee Jones as Jethro. Now we got to cast the old lady. Wendy Hiller. No, I'm just kidding. You don't know who she is. Okay. Cultural reference. Nobody knows. How about Grandma could be Vanessa Redgrave or... Too close to Irene Ryan. Ruth Gordon would be good. Yeah, she was in all those Clint Eastwood Any Which Way You Can movies, so she already... Bea Arthur. I'm thinking of a dramatic actress, an elderly dramatic... How about Judith Dench? There you go. Okay, we got her. Judith Dench as the grandma. Now we're looking for the other cat, the head guy... Dame Judy Dench's granny. Yeah! Starring Tommy Lee Jones as Jethro, Farrah Fawcett as Ellie Mae, Dame Judith Dench as granny.
And who is Jed?
Come on, it's got to be perfect now. We need some diabolical bastard as Jed. Some great actor. Jack Klugman's, it's comedy. He's a TV actor. We need a serious, dramatic film actor. And Jack Klugman's a great actor, but don't get me wrong. I mean, I forgive me, but he's too tied to TV. Huh? Liam Neeson's too young, but you're getting there. Liam Neeson's good, though. As Uncle Jed? Liam Neeson. I got it. Anthony freaking Hopkins. As Uncle Jed. Anthony Hopkins as Uncle Jed. Anthony Hopkins as Uncle Jed. Farrah Fawcett as Ellie Mae. Tommy Lee Jones as Jethro. And Dame Judith Dench as Granny. Oh, that is so good. Now, you put that cast together for freaking Beverly Hillbillies. There's a movie I'll go see. Come and listen to a story about a man. Could you see Anthony Hopkins doing that implosive kind of that crazy thing? They're all waving at the door. They're all standing there waving at the door, man, as the show ends. And Judy Dench is holding up her hand and doing that thing. Now we got to go to the bank, guys. The bank secretary that was brilliantly played by, what's her face? Miss Jane who was? Yeah, what was the actress? She was Nancy Culp. Nancy Culp. She was really, really good. Really good. Okay, so what do we need? We need and redone by who? Who, Mike? In the movie? We don't know? Okay. All right, so we need to get her. So, all right, Lily Tomlin was her in the movie. Exactly. All right, so we need to go a step even more demented than Lily Tomlin. What about Linda Hunt? She's too short. You don't know who I'm talking about either. God damn it. I'm trying to think. I can't think. What about the bank president, Mr. Drysdale? See, that would be an Anthony Hopkins role, too. You could have... I'm all out of ideas. I'm plumb out of ideas.
In the cement pond.
What are you talking about? You're going to put me in the cement pond?
Clarice? Go put it in the cement pond.
Well, I mean, she's very butch. John Houseman is the bank president. Not a bad idea. Is he dead? Oh, who's the one? Forget it, man. You know, all the movies I see, I got no recall. I can't think of anything. I'm dead. Okay, that's it. That's the end of that bit. God, all of those brain cells that I could have done. Yeah, I really could use them now. Gone now, though. Christopher Walken as the bank president? That's a good idea. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.